I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. If there is one musical style that epitomizes summer for me, it's the loping island style of ska. It evolved first in early 60s Jamaica, but ska has gone through a few iterations. I came across it, like a lot of people of my generation, when ska was a sidebar to British new wave and punk.
Stop your fooling around.
British band The Specials with that classic, A Message to You, Rudy, from 1979. When I traveled to Kingston, Jamaica, some years later, I heard the real ska in person. Brad Klein knows what I'm talking about. He's a Minneapolis filmmaker who's just come out with a documentary tracing the history of ska. It's called Legends of Ska. Without ska, there is no reggae. Hey, Brad, I guess that's why it is so suitable to summer. It really is a precursor to reggae. Is that it?
It's, you know, it's such a different kind of music. It's a mix of like American R&B and Jamaican jazz. That's where it really started.
What got you into the music?
Well, I've worked in it now for over 30 years, from as being a college DJ, and I got my first job out of school was at a reggae record company doing publicity and promotion in Washington, D.C. And I just fell so in love with the music. And once you go down to Jamaica and you immerse yourself in the culture, I was just really hooked.
Your film is called Legends of Ska. We're meeting in it some of the last remaining players of this music. I mean,
of the original foundation artists.
And there are not many left, are there?
No, sadly, they're not. But, you know, life happens while you're living. And sadly, over time now, I've been working on this film for 14 years. My goal always was to try to teach people and to show the world that there's a lot more to Jamaican music than just Bob Marley.
Right. All right. So Legends of Ska is doing the tour right now of a number of theaters around the country. But for people who won't be able to see the movie, I want you to kind of help us embrace the music for a moment. As an expert, do the cheat sheet. Three crucial ska tracks that we must know about. What would you pick first?
Well, I really like the Skatalites' Malcolm X. It's just the rip-roaring ska tune where there's just so much energy. You've got a full horn section, and they have such great spirit and timing. It's wonderful.
And, of course, it's the Skatalites. All right, let's hear that. This is like a riff from an old jazz tune. You said it's a
right.
very
well,
heavily influenced by jazz.
They were very big, yeah. All the guys in Alpha, remember, they were jazz-trained musicians.
The Alpha Boys School.
Right.
Little orphanage in Kingston, Jamaica, where a lot of ska musicians came out of.
Yes.
So the fact that this is an instrumental tune but called Malcolm X, does that imply it's political in any way? And did ska pave the way for some of the political content and the music of Bob Marley and Peter Tosh and, like, you know, Third World?
Yeah, well, you know, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Jimmy Cliff, they all started in ska as teenagers. So, I mean, ska, you know, is the mother of reggae. I mean, that song was an instrumental, but it was still the way they could make it really political was by putting out those certain titles. And Malcolm X was a very strong title in the day.
All right, Brad Klein, track number two. I know this is by you, the aforementioned an Alpha Boys School alum, Don Drummond. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Green Island. This is a different style of ska where it's more, you hear much more of the jazz and tones, and it's just this whole groove that he has that he played. As Lloyd Nibb said, you can hear Don crying through his horn.
And you can hear that trombone. It's so sweet.
Don's story, it's very loaded. He had schizophrenia. Don was, you know, kind of really reclusive. He had his, you know, his trombone and his music, and he kept to himself. And a lot of times the other guys, like, tease him in the studio because he was just kind of very off and different
wow.
from everybody. But he was one of the guys that really wrote his own songs. and he just practiced all the time and was always thinking about music. That's where he came from. Unfortunately, his demise was when he didn't take his medicine one night, and his girlfriend, the famous Margarita Mifood, a rumba dancer, one of the top rumba dancers, they were this gorgeous couple, she went out to do some dancing that night. It was just after, I think it was January 2nd, 1965, and she didn't give him his medication. She came back late at night afterwards, and she was having some late-night dinner, and he allegedly stabbed her a number of times and killed her.
Wow.
And that really was, at that point, ska was at its peak. You know, after 1964 was such a big year for the music, and then right then, all of a sudden, the beginning of 65, this happens. And so we tell that story a bit in the film as well. And a lot of people don't know that there was all that emotion and heartbreak, but everybody knew Don, and people just worshipped his music.
So take us to the third and final crucial ska track. What's the relevance? What's the place of ska today in Jamaica?
Well, sadly, there aren't a lot of ska bands. There are very, very few. They could have work at the hotels up on the North Coast or in the clubs in Kingston, but there aren't many that are doing it. But luckily, there are still many, many ska bands all around the world, throughout Europe and in America. You know, ska is biggest right now in the world in Mexico.
No kidding.
Yeah, you never know.
That's weird.
But they get it. So in Mexico and then South America and down in Brazil and still big in Japan. So I've chosen a band, a modern band, that does a whole tribute to the Skatalites. They're called Western Standard Time. Big time band, all great musicians.
We were just talking about Don Drummond, and this is actually a medley of several Don Drummond tunes, right? So they really love him and what he stands for.
Yeah, and they bring it all forward. You know, again, this happened 50 years ago, this music, but it still sounds fresh.
Brad Klein is the filmmaker behind Legends of Ska. Without ska, there is no reggae. Thanks very much for coming in and sharing a few of these great tunes with us.
Thank you very much.
On the One Drop, that'll do it for us today. We're on Twitter 24/7 at PRI The World. I'm there too at Marco Werman. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, thanks for being with us.